Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Some ranchers are satisfied being part of the herd. You, not so much. That's why there's Long Range Aprinomectin, the only dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control. It's a proven investment that helps you bring substantially heavier cattle to market compared to producers who use other dewormers. So next time you're deworming cattle, don't just get the job done. Get it outdone. Long Range. Outlast. Outperform. Outdo. Long Range important safety information. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage like granulomas or necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in cattle managed in feedlots or under intensive rotational grazing.
Well, this month, pork producers gathered in Louisville, Kentucky to focus on many topics that are challenging the pork industry. For their pork industry forum, Oklahoma Pork Council Executive Director Kylie Denise was on hand for the forum with six other Oklahomans, and Senior Farm Director Ron Hayes caught up with Denise at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, and she said the mood for the pork industry is pretty positive.
I would say overwhelmingly the attitude was positive because this was the first time we got together as an industry since COVID-19. And, of course, in the pork industry, we experienced slowdowns at the plants. And so I think our pork producers were really excited to get together and have that kind of community that we've been missing. At the same time, though, there's been a lot of talk around what makes sense for the industry going forward. We learned a lot through COVID and those supply chain challenges that we mentioned. And so the mindset of many pork producers was, what do we need to do today? What decisions do we need to do today to prepare us for a better future?
One of the big decisions coming out of the pork forum was approving a change in the mandatory pork checkoff rate.
We were to reduce the checkoff by 5 cents, making it 35 cents per $100 of value. And then the point there would be translate that 5 cents into the voluntary program. And just thinking about the Pork Act or the pork checkoff versus the National Pork Producers Council, the strategic investment program, those dollars where we moved from the mandatory checkoff that's promotion, education, research into the voluntary side. You know, we can work on issues, and there are a ton of them, right? Pick the state, pick the type of issue. And so by moving that 5 cents into the voluntary space, we can work on issues more strategically.
Denise says the group's been talking about this change for quite a while.
The Pork Act delegates, they get together to each year to determine the rate which the checkoff should be, and they make the recommendation to the USDA. And so the vote, overwhelmingly, the majority was to reduce the checkoff by the 5 cents, and that the implementation date was January 1, 2023. So there's a timeline as well that's been recommended to Secretary Vilsack. So he's got that, and now I think we all wait to see those changes come to fruition. But again, that January 1, 2023 is the timeline that the Pork Act delegates voted on.
Denise said African swine fever always going to be top of mind for pork producers.
I think that here in the U.S., we will continue to focus on preparedness and want to be of the mindset that it doesn't get here. But in the event it does, it changes things for us. So I don't know that I will have any evening where I sleep better thinking the African swine fever is not a threat. And I think that that's what many pork producers think as well. Like, we've always got to be mindful and prepared, and it's African swine fever plus other foreign animal diseases that keep us up at night.
To hear more from Oklahoma Pork's Kylie Denise, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Attention farmers and ranchers, don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show April 7th through the 9th at the OKC Fairgrounds Bennett Event Center. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle equipment demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.